Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. My friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to another episode of The Brendan Show.
People in productivity always ask the first question. They say, well, Brendan, how do I evaluate things? Because I'm a productive person, but you know what happens to me is I keep getting distracted, or I don't know which one to do. I've got two good options, I'm not sure which one to do. I'll share with you my shorthand. I got two frameworks that help me every single time. They're like back and napkins, things I can do that really help me decide between two different things, because I get offers all the time, as you can imagine. I'm like, it can be overwhelming. And so here's how I do it. The first one's my sort of simple and famous equation. It looks like this. This is my magical shorthand that helps me so much. The terms of any deal has to be less than ROI plus FV plus L plus PD. Okay, next up. Just checking if you're here. It's a super simple one. Okay, I got option A or option B. I'm gonna run them both through this equation, and whichever one wins is the one I'm most likely to choose. And if they're really close, I'll run them through the second framework I'm gonna show you. So the first one is easy. Time, energy, resources, money. This means the terms of any deal have to be less than. So in other words, what I put into something, whatever I put into something has to be less than what I think I'm gonna get out. How many follow? Very utilitarian, right? Very utilitarian value here. If I'm gonna put a bunch of stuff in, I better get more out, okay? And what I found is if I have a deal and I'm gonna put a bunch of time into it or energy or resources or money, I better get more out of it. But what my magical thing was the S. This is the one no one ever thinks about and everyone screws up and they make a lot of decisions. A lot of utilitarian-minded people, very logical, strategic people, make decisions based on time, energy, resources, money, and they forgot the S. In the equation. Think about every bad decision you ever chose versus something else. You said, I wish I wouldn't have done that. You just did not consider this thing called sanity. How much time, energy, resources, money, and sanity am I gonna have to put into this thing? And I really gotta think about that, because how many of you ever did a deal with something where it literally, you had to work with someone who drove you insane? Great money, great output, but the input of my own sanity, it would have driven me crazy. Entrepreneurs make this mistake especially all the time. You don't think about how much craziness is gonna go into something. You just get attracted to the time, energy, resources, money. You're not thinking about the lifestyle or the community or other things that could really shape how sane it is, right? That's one thing I'm proud about with what we do with CHPC is like, we make this a very sane, calming, comforting community. We step by step it. It's not scary, because I think a lot of other people, it's just easy to get attracted to things that drive you insane. And I think it's important for you all to care about your sane so you can bring the
joy.
Yes, okay. So whatever time, energy, resource, money, and sanity I put in something has to be, this is less than sign. I learned that in math once. Has to be less than what I get out of it in terms of ROI. You know what that means, return on investment. So this is a straight one-to-one. If whatever I put into it, I better get that out in investment. I better get that out. It better save me some time, build my energy, build my resources or my money. Oh, I don't want to do it. That's straight up return on investment. And then FV is where most people fail to have strategy. FV stands for future value. Never do anything just for ROI. This is where they wreck kids in business school. They wreck them because we're still teaching straight up balance sheet mentality in the world. That's why our relationships are wrecked, because we're trying to have a balance sheet scorecard with our spouse. We're trying to equate things out with our spouses. How's that working for you? And so we start ruining our relationships because we are trying to get that balance sheet just even. And in real life, we want future value built into deals. I want you, if you're gonna do something, I want you to be able to look out and say, wow, that's gonna benefit me in 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year, 5 year. Like I can see how that moving, that piece right now, that's gonna be a building block that's gonna serve me later on. And if you can't see that, whatever deal you're doing as a stepping stone, don't do the deal. And especially don't get trapped in the idea of thinking whatever deal you're gonna do is a final stepping stone. Because a lot of people, especially when you're starting, you're like, that deal will change my life. That's it. That's all I need. I'll be good for life. That means your short-term survival thinking, not strategic growth thinking. When you start thinking about future value, you make very different decisions. Very, very different decisions. It makes you write different books. It makes you build different programs. It changes the way you sell. It changes the products that you build in your company. You got to go back to future value thinking, including every little thing that you do. If you hire people, don't hire people to fill in a short-term need. Hire future value players. Date future value people. Don't have short-term friends just because you need to lean on somebody who's a complainer. Create friendships with future value people. Your job is to always be honoring and protecting and standing at the gates as guard and champion of your future. You got to look past the short term, go for the long term plays, and the long term value will change your life. Then, if entrepreneurs typically suck at sanity in their evaluations, then on the other side, they always fail on the big L. Lifestyle. They'll take the deal because it's good time. It's energy. It's making a lot of money. It's not too crazy. It's not too crazy. I can handle it. But they're not thinking on the other side, boy, if I say yes to that, that means I'm going to be working 20 more hours a week. Who's ever said yes to something that made you work 20 or 30 or 40 more hours a week and you didn't anticipate it? Yeah, I've been there too. When you make decisions and you're not looking at the future value or thinking lifestyle, no wonder your short-term productivity is wrecked. Because you said yes or jumped into something that wasn't your thing. It wasn't of your character. It wasn't who you are. It wasn't the lifestyle you wanted to be. It wasn't who you wanted to become. And that's because you didn't take into account personal development either. You didn't think, does this grow me? Does this make me be who I want to be? Is the deal, what you are doing, going to help you grow into the best you? You can't keep saying yes or keep evaluating things in like, well, that sounds good. Just because it's good, does it serve who you want to become?
If you're ready to take your life to a whole new level, make sure you grab my book, High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. And when you order your copy, you're really supporting my channel and the message. And you're also getting a book that will reveal to you 20 years of my research into what is it that helps people go to a new level of success in their life. What does it really take? What habits are proven to help you reach long-term success in your career, your health, your personal life, your relationships? It's called High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now.
Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at Kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to Kajabi.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, it's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.